Hello and welcome to this Creative Shift podcast. In this podcast, we'll be talking about how a German general in the 1930s can possibly give you some of the best business strategy advice for your staff and for yourself that I've ever heard. Today, I'd like to talk to you about Kurt Gebhardt Adolf Philipp Freiherr von Hammerstein Eckward. No, don't ask me to say that again. Kurt, let's just call him Kurt. Kurt was a German general who served for a period as Commander-in-Chief of the Reichswehr, and he's famous really for being an ardent opponent of Hitler and the Nazi regime. Well, he's also famous for something else, actually. In 1933, he wrote a manual on military unit command, and he had this great four-part classification of types of officers. Now, if you're looking at this on our blog, on our website, creativeshift.uk.com/blog, you'll see that we've done you a little 2x2 matrix of the classification. And I'm going to quote you what he said. I divide my officers into four groups. These are clever, diligent, stupid, and lazy officers. Usually, the two characteristics are combined. Some are clever and diligent. Their place is the general staff. The next lot are stupid and lazy. They make up 90% of every army and are suited to routine duties. Anyone who is both clever and lazy is qualified for the highest leadership duties because he possesses the intellectual clarity and the composure necessary for difficult decisions. One must beware of anyone who is stupid and diligent. He must not be entrusted with any responsibility because he will always cause only mischief. So to put this in a modern context, let me tell you a story. I was actually introduced to this classification by my friend and colleague Andy Bass, who was on a previous podcast. And he showed me this little 4x4 matrix: clever and stupid, diligent or hardworking and lazy. And what I sometimes realised was that there are times when I was working that I was actually just hardworking and stupid. I'd have a not very good idea, and then I would work really, really hard at trying to make it work, at trying to implement it, at trying to pursue it. And the more it didn't work, the harder I worked to try and make it right. And the following day, I had a meeting on a project that had actually massively overrun. We were just trying to wrap up the very last bit of evaluation, writing a report and spreading the word about the really great work that this project had achieved. In fact, it wasn't the project that had overrun. It was just this last little bit of evaluation and publication of results. And we were about to go into a meeting, and I was with my friend and colleague Gemma Thomas, and I was telling her about this amazing thing, saying, you know what? All this time, there are the stupid and lazy ideas, and the stupid and hardworking ones. And you know what? The way we're trying to publish this isn't working, but we keep trying. And we were in a foyer where there was a free magazine that was going to every householder in the council. We were doing a job for the council, and there was a free magazine that went through the door of every householder. And I said, you know what? Rather than try and finish this video that we haven't got enough budget for, the clever and lazy thing is to get a really beautiful printout of the report we've done, pop it inside that magazine, and just get it put through the door of every house. And then I realised, yeah, that was the clever and lazy thing to do. Not lazy because it meant I wasn't doing anything, but it was the most effective thing to do with the least effort. And I think what Kurt von Hammerstein Eckward was actually saying is, greatest leadership comes for the people who have clever ideas that are implemented simply with minimal effort. Clever ideas that are overwrought, overcomplicated, rely on too many things, or which are under-resourced, are in the stupid and hard-working category. So now, if I'm ever overwrought, I just try and remember, am I being clever and lazy about this, or am I being stupid and hard-working? Let me tell you, clever and lazy is the way to go, every time. Thanks for listening to the Creative Shift podcast. Join us next time for more insight, conversation, and opinion. Bye.